Okay. Welcome to See You Next Tuesday on a Monday. I'm your MC for the evening, Mo. I've been having such a week, guys. I don't know if it's because it was a short week that some cosmic force decided to balance it out by making it so taxing and just, like, difficult. I don't know who's to say. Not me, that's for sure, but all I know is this week got to me. This week got me good. As you can see, I'm panting because I was not looking at the time and I had to run over here from my dorm. So appreciate the effort that I'm putting into being here. Yeah, basically. Okay. This week I've got something really exciting planned. The music of this week is actually curated by, dare I say, my top supporter, my grandma. I call her Granana because, and this is according to my mom, the story is that my mom's grandmothers were Nana and Granny, and my grandma, my Granana, she didn't want to be either or just grandma because it's like boring and basic. And she hadn't really settled on anything. And I started to be able to speak. And allegedly, I called her Grand Nana once, because she, like, had gone back and forth between Grandma, Nana, whatever. And that got shortened to Granana. And it sort of stuck. So if you hear me refer to her as Granana throughout the show, that's why. yeah. And anyway, I had her send me some of her favorite songs, and I organized them into a show for you guys. I don't know, it's a little different than my usual stuff, but I think you guys will like it. She loves a mix of folk, rock, country, soul, bluegrass, more, I don't know, a ton of stuff, actually. But I think the love of sad music is generational or something, because, yeah, a few of these songs are a bit, you know, melancholy, if you will. Anyway, enough of my yapping. So this song was a huge hit. This first song was a huge hit. And this artist was immensely influential in developing the genre of soul. This is In the Midnight Hour by Wilson Pickett.
I'm gonna wait till the cause I'll be gone. Street, baby, will ask you why you're walking all alone and why you're on your own. And just say I'm gone, 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 'cause you done me wrong.
Alright, that was Gone, Gone, Gone by Robert Plant, member of Led Zeppelin, and Alison Krauss, a bluegrass country singer and fiddler. They actually have quite a few songs out together, but they are not in a relationship. I kind of like this setup because it has me researching like things and people in music that I otherwise probably would not have. I don't know. Okay, this next grouping of songs, if you will, are more the typical, not typical, but like balladesque, depressing songs, you know, right up my alley. This first one is I Will Dream by major musical influence Emmylou Harris.
Began to wander, and mine was torn asunder before the fair and the younger, before the crying game. All those girls with their long dark tresses waltzing out in their Sunday dresses, all their sweet, soft, warm caresses cannot hold you like I do. And though you say you do not love me, and your dreams are never of me, I will dream my dream of you. Coming back to Capistrano, and I'm the sound of the bells you follow. But in this world, dreams don't come true. Still, when you're lost out in the desert, when your fire's a dying ember, will be the light I shed for you. Mine is no ordinary star love. I see exactly where you are, love, and no one else could shine that far, love, to bring you safely.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will write you a song. Come away with me. Come away where they can't tempt us with their lies. day. In fields where the yellow grass grows knee high, so won't you try to come? Come away with me and we'll kiss on a mountain top. Come away with me and I'll never stop loving you.
To New Orleans, my rain.
Okay, that was House of the Rising Sun, covered by the cover queen, Joan Baez. Fun fact, that song is one of my go-to karaoke songs now. I don't sing it like that. I sing it more in the Animals style, more rock, if you will. But when I was little, my family, namely my grandma, would play it around the campfire, and I hated it so much that I would sit there silently and pout through the song, or vocally. I'd sit there vocally and pout through the song, and I don't really know why. I think because it was sad, and I just didn't like sad songs. That and leaving on a jet plane, I would just pout and whine and cry through because they were just too sad, and I didn't know why we were doing them. But now I look back and I, you know, I look fondly on those memories because, you know, it was really nice to just be able to sit around the campfire with the family. And you know, my grandma plays the guitar and she sings and she's good. Like, she's good. And I don't just say that because if somebody asked me if they're a good singer, I'll be honest with them. I'm the type of person that if you ask me something, I'll tell you the answer whether you want to hear it or not. But no, she's genuinely really good, and I wish that she, you know, would have pursued music. I mean, you know, she's doing just fine. Don't get me wrong. You know, with her PhD and whatnot. Shout out her. But I do wish she would have pursued music because she just has a really amazing voice. Okay. Anyway, sorry. Got a little sidetracked in my mind. Okay, this next set of songs are mostly in the same vein, but perhaps like a little more up-tempo. So this first song is Still Within the Sound of My Voice by Linda Ronstadt, featuring Aaron Neville. And funnily enough, three of the songs included in the original list from my grandma, I had to pare down, are by Linda Ronstadt. And I included two of them. They're both in this section. But really go check her out. Raving recommendation. Anyway, I digress. This is Still Within the Sound of My Voice.
Darling one, are you on your own? Are you having fun? Is there someone to hold when you need it bad? Is it uncontrolled like the love we had? Does the day go by like a in an automobile or a crowded bar? Well, I hope you're all right wherever you are. And if you're still within the sound of my voice over some radio, I just want you to know you were always my only. Did you make a mistake? Was it in your head? Or was it really me talking to your heart instead? And if you're still within the sound of my voice, watching this video, I just want you to know that it always made me
So bad, I got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time. Since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou, saving nickels, saving dimes, working till the sun don't shine. Looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou. Thank you.
Okay, that was When a Man Loves a Woman by Percy Sledge. That song is definitely his biggest hit and helps cement him as a pioneer of country soul and a key figure of deep soul. I'd never knew much about him specifically, but I've definitely heard that song. Like, I've heard that song multiple times, probably because my grandma really likes it. But I feel like that song is a huge hit no matter, you know, who you are. I don't know. Like, if you like soul, country, whatever, I feel like you can come together and say, yeah, that song is really good. Okay, speaking of songs being really good, this next section is really different, and these songs are extremely well known, and for good reason. So first up, I have Turn the Page by legend Bob Seger. I don't know if I said his name right, but you know, that's fine.
On a long and lonesome highway east of Omaha, you can listen to the engine moaning out his one note song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding 16 hours and there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through. See, here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go playing star again. There I go, turn the page. Will you walk into a restaurant strung out from the road, and you feel the eyes upon you as you're shaking off the cold? You pretend it doesn't bother you, but you just want to explode. Most times you can't hear them talk, other times you can. All the same old cliches. Is that a woman or a man? And you always seem outnumbered, you don't dare make a stand. Here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go playing star again. There I go, turn the page. Out there in the spotlight, you're a million miles away. Every ounce of energy you try to give away. As the sweat pulls out your body like the music that you play. Later in the evening, as you lie awake in bed, with the echoes from the amplifiers ringing in your head, you smoke the day's last cigarette, remembering what she said. Ah, here I am on the road again. There I am the stage. Here I go, playing the star again. There I go, turn the page.
You guys couldn't see, but I was going crazy. I love that song. That was Wild World by Yusuf, or Cat Stevens. Fun fact, Cat Stevens is the stage name of Yusuf Islam, who converted to Islam and took that name in 1977. Fun fact, everybody. It has reached that time of the night for a quick PSA, and I picked this one because my grandparents are avid campers. When visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill.
But if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. You can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented products such as toothpaste in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or high in a tree. Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/nfsnnc. They wrote that really weird. I'm sorry. This message is a public service of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station. WMFO cares about bears. And you! We do. We really do care about both bears and also you. Okay. The final song I have for you tonight has a little bit of a, well, a lot of bit of a different vibe from the other ones I've played. But it's truly one of my Granana's favorites. And she knows all the words, so I had to include it. I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode because I really did. I love learning about people through music, especially my family, because I feel like it's such a great way to get to know, you know, what they're like in a different, you know, not just by talking to them, but by, you know, seeing how that, I feel like music is how a lot of people see the world, or I guess hear the world, whatever. So by, you know, listening to the music that they listen to regularly, I assume, I feel like you can learn a lot about a person. So I really appreciated this little project. And I feel like it's inspired me to do more of this. Like, maybe I'll have my mom make me a playlist, maybe my dad, except I don't know. I feel like I already know. Well, my mom and I have very similar tastes in some ways. She would have a lot of Dave Matthews if I let her have free rein. And not that I don't like Dave Matthews. It's just like, you know, yeah, you know. But I really enjoyed, like, getting to listen to music that I don't usually listen to, because I feel like I have a large, you know, taste. But when I'm, you know, going to sit down at the end of the day, listen to the things I like, I'm going to listen to what's comfortable for me. So, like, bedroom indie grunge pop. So it was kind of nice to listen to some country, some folk, you know, things that I keep saying, you know. Who knows? I keep saying it. I just realized that. But anyway, I thought it was just really fun. And she had a bigger playlist, so I feel kind of bad I had to cut it down for time. But I listened to all of them. Like, I listened to all of the songs, and I enjoyed it. Like, it was a fun experience to be able to listen through and be like, oh, I wonder what she thinks about when she thinks of the song, and, like, connecting them to my own life. So if you guys, like, I mean, because I feel like sharing music with friends is so, that's such a societal norm. Like, I send my friends music all the time being like, I think you'd really like this, or this is a new artist I really like, please listen. Just because I feel like that's so normal. But I talk to my mom about music a lot because, like I said, we both really enjoy music. I mean, we have a Fiona Apple matching tattoo. So, and I feel like, I don't know, I feel like my family is really big into music, but we don't, and like, we play music together not like a band, like we're not like a band, but like, you know, around campfires, like I was saying earlier. But I never, you know, ask them, oh, who's your top artist right now? Recommend me 3 songs, which I feel like I, you know, frequently ask my friends, like, hey, I need new music, send me somebody. But I never think to ask my family, just because they're, you know, of a different generation. But that doesn't make, like, that's stupid, because most of the music I listen to is, not most of it, I would say a good mix, is older. And I knew a lot of these songs. So I don't know. I think that we should make it more of a practice to discuss. We should just make it more of a practice to talk to our families more. I need to get better at that. But I don't know. This was really enjoyable, and I hope when she listens, she likes the songs that I ended up picking and, like, the order I arranged them. But I really appreciate her, you know, taking the time to, like, put together a playlist for the show. She really is my number one supporter in everything, but especially things like these. Things such as this, where, like, I don't know, she loves me exploring my passions, so I miss her. Anyway, enough of me being sappy. I think it's about time for me to go, but I do have... Oh, yeah, I do have that one last song for you guys, and I think you're gonna like it. Okay. So, have a wonderful rest of your night, everybody, but especially to my granana. I love you, and I miss you, and yeah. I'm Mo. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I will see you next Tuesday on a Monday, and this is Gangsta's Paradise by Coolio and LV.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying in chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of G the little homies wanna be like. On my knees in the night, saying prayers in the street light.
Been spending most of the night.
The situation they got me facing, I can't live a normal life. I was raised by the state, so I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my tin in my hand and a gleam in my eye. I'm a loped out gangster, set tripping banker, and my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life, do or die. What can I say? I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24? The way things is going, I don't know. Minute after minute, hour after hour, everybody's running, but half of them ain't looking what's going on in the kitchen. But I don't know what's cooking. They say I got to learn, but nobody's here to teach me. If they can't understand it, how can they reach me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool.